Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, let's just get to the heart of hormone therapy. Oh, come on. See, you're laughing already.
I have my own story.
Because you know hormone therapy and your heart health out there for you women on Her Radio is what we're going to talk about. And are you at risk for heart disease, cardiovascular disease? Dr. Philip Sorrell, our wonderful dear friend, is back again to help us all understand this relationship between hormone therapy and heart health. There have been all kinds of new news out there, studies. A recent study presented at the American Heart Association found of women taking, if they start taking hormone therapy within 6 years of menopause, they significantly lower their risk of heart disease. And according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, there are an estimated 720,000 heart attacks in the U.S. annually. We need to take this seriously. It's not cancer. It's all about heart disease. Dr. Sorrell, welcome back to Her Radio. All right. Help us understand this relationship between hormone therapy and women's hearts, especially in light of these new studies.
The first thing, of course, I think, is to help people understand that heart disease is very important in women's health, and that more women die each year of a heart attack than men, and that about more than 10 times, in fact, 12 times as many women die of a heart attack each year versus breast cancer. It is far and away the leading cause of death. 53% of all women die of myocardial infarction and heart-related disease. All the rest only adds up to 47%. So that's the first point, I think, to make. This is a very relevant topic for women's health. It's also important to realize that menopause makes a big difference, because with menopause, women lose the protective effects of the hormones produced by their ovaries, protective in arteries. It's rare, although not unheard of, for women before menopause to have a heart attack or die from a heart attack. But after menopause, the rates quickly start to increase and become almost those of men. And then, of course, in their later years, the women exceed the rates in men. Prior to the menopause, about one out of seven heart attacks, of all the heart attacks that occur each year, about one of seven occur before menopause. They almost all occur either with the onset of menstruation or when a woman is ovulating. Now, we're talking about young women. I've seen a 28-year-old nurse who had a heart attack, a 32-year-old doctor who had a heart attack, a 35-year-old gynecologist who had a heart attack. They almost all occur when there's an acute drop, a sharp drop in the estrogen production in their menstrual cycles. So we shouldn't forget about those women, even though the vast majority, 86% of all the heart attacks, are after the menopause. The study that you're referring to, which was a National Institutes of Health sponsored proper randomized clinical trial and reported, the lead author of that is Dr. Howard Hodes of the University of Southern California. That study showed conclusively that if women reaching menopause, whether it's for a hysterectomy and a surgical menopause at any age, or a natural menopause, which is around age 51, if they were to start to replace the missing hormones within 6 years of their last natural menstrual period or their last period altogether, they will slow the progression of the disease, which is called atherosclerosis. They will slow the progression of the disease that leads to heart attack and death from heart attacks. And nothing else works that way. Statins is nowhere near as effective in women. Aspirin is nowhere near as effective in women.
Right.
Either estrogen alone or estrogen combined with natural progesterone. Remember, the USC study also showed women with a uterus were protected by a combination of the naturally occurring estrogen, which is called estradiol, and naturally occurring progesterone. And
so
they showed these effects.
So, Phil, a couple things. One is I did a blog, as you know, on Empower about, you know, women's, is estrogen the devil? And it was quite controversial because I had a heart condition myself because I didn't have enough estrogen. So talk to me and our audience about the effects of estrogen and how it prevents heart attacks.
Okay, that's a great question, and I've spent the last 25 years of my life studying exactly those issues. Estrogens act in arteries. So remember, the estrogen is released by the ovary, circulates in the bloodstream, and works on the arteries themselves. The first thing it does is it is to inhibit the development of atherosclerosis. That's what the Dr. Hoda study just showed, but 50 years of research have showed the same thing. My work has focused on the stress hormones, adrenaline being the most well-known, and how estrogen controls the release of those hormones and protects adrenaline from making arteries constrict. So another set of actions has nothing to do with atherosclerosis. It has to do with inhibiting the reaction of an artery at a time of stress. Stress, we know, is very important, and most programs that teach individuals how to prevent heart disease or how to prevent heart attacks do focus on stress reduction and what you can do about that. Exercise is important, diet is important, stress control is important. But at the center of this, estrogen's actions to inhibit stress responses from making arteries constrict is very important. Then
so
there's a
Phil,
whole third.
You know, if I can interrupt.
Yes.
Okay, because we have precious little time. I want to make sure that women out there are getting this message. I think there was a huge flock of women who sort of, you know, discontinued everything after that Women's Health Initiative study a number of years ago.
Oh, yeah, boy, did they.
Because they were scared. Oh, man. I mean, they were just gone. And then the next thing that happened was, you know, we had women totally confused. Now we have this new study, and your wonderful work is Professor Emeritus from Yale University, and who's devoted your life to this, you know, telling us that, indeed, it's okay, and that we really need to consider hormonal replacement therapy to help prevent heart disease. And that, wouldn't you agree, Phil, that each woman needs to sit down, have a really comprehensive conversation with their physician? We have just a minute left. Can you just comment on that?
Okay. Well, the women usually will go to women who are symptomatic, usually are symptomatic with severe or moderately severe hot flashes. It's very important to understand that persistent hot flashes are a risk factor for developing hypertension and subsequent heart disease. That's the great starting point in the discussion with her physician, that she present herself with what she's experiencing in her everyday life.
Gotcha.
That she understands
gotcha.
It's a problem.
And then
help
really get down to those symptoms. Right.
That's right.
I just can't thank you enough. Michelle and I are so grateful that you're always there. Dr. Sorrell, Professor Emeritus from Yale University, helps us understand hormone replacement therapy and a woman's heart health and whether or not you're at risk for cardiovascular disease. You can read more about Dr. Sorrell on the Empower Her website. Dr. Sorrell, thank you for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Ladies, it is so important that you take care of your heart first and foremost. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.